Well, human rights activists have condemned a new counterterrorism law by Saudi Arabia. They say the law allows the kingdom to prosecute as a terrorist anyone who demands reform, exposes corruption, or engages in dissent. The new law grants security services sweeping power to track phone calls and raid homes without prior approval from a judge or even a superior. Human rights activists say the law is aimed at keeping the kingdom's ruling Al Saud family in control amid demands for democratic reforms. Saudi Arabia has adopted heavy-handed tactics against pro-reform calls that have grown louder since the pro-democracy protests shook the region in 2011. Large numbers of Saudi dissidents, that is, have been put behind bars. We're going to cross over to West Virginia. Joining us now is Colin Cavell. He's a political commentator, and he joins us via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Cavell. Now, as we've mentioned earlier as well, Saudi Arabia has come down very harshly on any form of dissent. Why then the need of this law?
Kenny's, this new Saudi law, which characterizes any call for change, whether it's change in the regime or change of a political demand, is an act of terrorism, as a pathetic reflection of the dying King Abdullah, 89 years old. Like the state itself, the king and the kingdom are dying. So they are trying increasingly desperate moves, and they are trying to stave off the force of time, trying to stave off the force of history. But Kaniz, this question of political liberty was answered by one of America's founding fathers, James Madison, in Federalist Papers number 10, where he said it could never be more truly said that to remove liberty is worse than a disease. Liberty is to faction what air is to fire, an aliment without which it instantly expires. But it could not be less folly to abolish liberty, which is essential to political life because it nourishes faction, than it would be to wish the annihilation of air, which is essential to animal life because it imparts to fire its destructive agency. So this is a desperate move by the House of Saud, which is trying to stave off time and stave off history, but it cannot. The force of the people will overthrow the kingdom and will overthrow the regime either before or shortly after Abdullah's death.
Right, but Mr. Cavell, there are those who do point out that this law is also a warning to the other members of the Al Saud family, as we see an infighting and a power struggle going on in there. Do you see it that way too?
Absolutely. There will be some members of the House of Saud who will jump ship and want to get out of the country, trying to take some of their millions and put it into Swiss banks and others, because they see the regime as on its last legs. And so there's going to be a lot of infighting, backfighting, and there's going to be some real violence.
Okay, we're going to have to wait and see how this pans out. Colin Cavell, political commentator, joining us from West Virginia via Skype. Mr. Cavell, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.